Great people are only born in times of adversity. Greatness does not come from a great time. And if you don't know how to act when life hits you in the face below the knees and it's not your fault, then I've got news for you. You will never grow up to do anything worth mentioning, let alone anything for God. Don't you realize if you were in a poor country, God could use poverty? He could use starvation. He could use thirst to try you and build you up. He did that with David. Think about the Old Testament when it was a physical thing. He used soldiers, arrows, stones, food, lions, bears, earthquakes, fire. He's got none of that he can use on your life. He hasn't. So he's got to set you up to build you up. What made David the king? You know, I was looking at how old David was. David died at 70. He reigned, for 40 years in Hebron. That means he became king at 30. Now, he was in the wilderness, historians say, for at least 10 years, some say up to 20. That would make him a 10-year-old boy when Samuel said, you are going to be king one day. And he had to wait from 10 to 40. And you know, there are two things I want to say. Why and why? And there's a common answer to both. He had to grow up. He had to face every possible scenario in advance, so that when the time came for the real thing and he wasn't practicing anymore, he would do the right thing and he'd have proved himself. Now, what is God going to do in your life to accomplish the same thing? And what have you been fighting for decades? What have you been resisting? Well, I won't. It's a strange thing. I won't put up with this thing. I won't accept it. I won't submit to it. I won't be humble in it. And how many decades more do you think you got to live before God says, you know, you're a castaway. I've set you up over and over and over and over and over and over again to humble yourself and become submissive. But every time you rise up in pride and arrogance to justify, to clarify, to sort it out. And yet I keep giving you promises that tell you you will rise up and accomplish all things. And that's the truth. That is the heart of God. But until you clothe yourself in humility and submit yourself, you cannot, and you will be resisted by God, which he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And you and I need grace to get through the hard times. But you ain't getting it if you don't submit and clothe yourself in humility. So what is life dealing with you? Well, I try so hard. I should be doing good in business. You should. So you're not. So now you've got two options. Quit and run in pride, or humble yourself and fall on your face and say, dear God, I better get whatever lessons you've got for me, or I'm done for. And you know, that's an easy example for me to give. But they're endless. They're as endless as the opportunities God has raised up in your life to turn you into a man or woman of God.